Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. From farm to fork, the food industry is doing more than its share to hold inflation down. The U.S. Department of Agriculture projects only a 1% increase in the cost to feed your family this year. In the past 20 years, the average annual increase has been 2%. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue had this to say, and I quote, "I intend to help USDA live up to our motto to do right and feed everyone," end of quote. Well, we are creative. The food and ag industry is changing all the time. When I grew up, we had to cultivate our corn twice, maybe even hire high school kids to hoe the weeds. Well, not today. We just spray a weed killer. Weeds are gone. Less trips over the field, less labor, and double the yield. The world will continue to produce an abundance of food with precision farming, genetically modified crops, and new technology that we can't even imagine today. I read that nitrogen-fixing corn may be on the horizon. That could really cut the cost of raising corn. We're growing meat in the lab now. We should not call it meat, though. Also, Burger King and some other fast food restaurants are selling the Impossible Burger. You can order a Big Mac, beef burger, or a plant-based shamburger. No beef. Reports say it tastes just like the real deal, Big Mac. Combine the miracle of HEM, a chemical found in animal blood, with soy protein, and we have a meatless burger. Somehow, the HEM makes it taste like beef. Farmers, and especially cattle ranchers, are not happy with the sham burger. Now, I can't blame them. How many customers will buy the Impossible Burger instead of the real beef burger? The Impossible Burger costs more. We have a growing number of people that say that they want natural food, or they don't want processed food. Well, that new shamburger doesn't seem very natural to me. But anyway, there's no limit to the creativity of a free economy. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.